Call the meeting to order. It's the Oceano Community Service Districts. Tonight is Wednesday, April 11th. It is 6:30 p.m. Can I get a roll call, Carol Ann?
President Guerrero.
Present.
Vice President Lucy.
Present.
Director Angelo. Director Hurdle.
Present.
Director Searcy.
Here.
President,
yes.
May I ask that Director Angelo be excused this evening?
Yes, and for those of you who don't know, Director Angelo's husband of, was it 39 years, passed away this last week. And so before the flag salute, I was going to suggest we take a moment of silence and remember Dave Angelo, former OCSD board member, instrumental in bringing about the OCSD. Thank you. And if we could have the flag salute, please. Ready?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving on to agenda, or number four, agenda review. This time the board will review the order of business. Given the items on for tonight, as will be discussed further, I'm going to propose some modifications, and those would be that items 11B, 11C, the utility items 12, and board member reports, which would be 10D. So for purposes of the minutes, next time we'll go ahead and remove that.
Yeah, we got this agenda out 24 hours before Mr. Angelo passed. So we...
Okay. Is there any other changes to the agenda that anybody would like to propose?
I think we can limit 10 as well.
Limit 10. We were going to take out 10C and 10D.
Right.
We do have Jim Taylor and Chief Heath here. If they...
Do you guys want to speak tonight or do you want to pass? It's up to you. Okay. Well, Chief, you want to speak?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Right. So we'll leave on 10A and 10B then.
Okay, are you ready for public comment?
Well, we got to approve the agenda.
Oh, sorry.
Are there any other changes, Director Hurdle?
No.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve as modified?
I move that we accept the agenda.
Second.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. Carries 4-0. Moving on to item number 5, public comment. Manager Kiesel.
We have two tonight. Jeff Pinack, please.
Good evening, Jeff.
All right. Evening, everybody. Thanks for this opportunity again to always talk in front of you and talk about issues that are important to us. I want to just review and just kind of talk about the upcoming fines that will come down based on the December 2010 spill that inundated our community over here from the sewage plant in the Sand District. I want to caution the board that there are some issues of whose liability that might actually be. When the sanitation district entertains this fine that will come, I want to caution the board to not be susceptible to being willing to pay out of our reserves. In my opinion, of course, I'm Jeff Pinack from Oceano, Surfrider member as well. In my opinion, the liability for this spill does not rest with the city of Grover Beach, the city of Rio Grande, or the preventable. Of course, John Wallace, it says, the sewage spill might have been prevented but for two errors at the South County Sanitation District, an error. Because of a closed discharge valve, a pump was not able to push the raw sewage quickly enough through the plant. If it had, the probability of a sewage spill would have been very low. according to a report the district sent this week to the State Water Resources Control Board. Sanitation District Administrator John Wallace said Wednesday he believes the valve was inadvertently left closed after maintenance had taken place at the plant. Quote from John Wallace, "I'm not sure how that happened," he said, end quote. The plant staff, quote, "responded as quickly as they could through the sequence of events," end of quote. Well, in my opinion, if there's standard operating procedures and a manual is not in place, and there's a valve that's supposed to be open that was inadvertently, quote, left closed, we have to know that there's some liability here, and it's not, certainly does not fall on the shoulders of OCSD, Grover Beach, or Oro Grande.
Thank you, Mr.
My
Pranick.
Time's up.
Is there any other public comment, Manager?
Yes, Mr. Giselle Naylor.
Ms. Naylor, good evening. Good evening.
Hello. My name is Giselle Naylor, and I'm an Oceana homeowner and resident. Last year, there were signatures collected to put the question, shall Oceano sell its unused water to outlying communities? Previously, the board had the sole discretion to make that decision. There were enough signatures collected to now leave that question as a question on the upcoming November ballot. November 6th is the general election, November 6, 2012. And I found out today from the county recorders that nothing has been done to complete that procedure. In order to complete that procedure, the questions need to be presented to you, and you need to approve them and then notify the county recorder's office. That's my understanding. And then, you know, other procedures can go from there. But the first thing is a resolution. Number one, shall Oceano be prohibited from selling a portion of its excess unused water to outlying communities for consideration? Shall the position of general manager's salary be reduced from its current amount of approximately $144,000 per year to the year 2000 level of $67,000 for the purpose of applying the remainder of said monies to offset the cost to maintain and repair Oceano water and sewer lines within the geographical boundaries of the town of Oceano? Question number four, shall requirements be permanently added to the job description of the general manager of Oceano, which states the following: minimum requirements for the position of the Oceano Community Services District Manager shall include, but not be limited to, a four-year degree in the field of engineering as defined in the Business and Professions Code, Section 6700 through 6799, and a minimum of 5 years documented work experience in one or more of the following fields, and their fields related to math and science.
Thank you, Ms. Thanks. Naylor. Is there any other public comment, Manager Giesel?
No, there's not.
Okay. We can move on to item six. I'm sure I didn't miss anything. Yeah, item six, which is the certificate presentation, presentation to Regional Occupational Program Director Jim Souza and Brad Latchman. I apologize if I mispronounce it. Latchman. On the subject of Casey Stewart permanent employment status within the district. Manager Gieslin.
Let me give everybody a little bit of history. When we went looking out for new hires for the to replace Dan's position as we moved Dan up, we wanted to get an entry-level position, and so as I explained before, we went out into the community, and our Lucy Marr school district that all our Oceano schools belong to and our kids go through have other avenues of getting education, and the this one program is called ROP, and it couples with the base education, but then it also goes back into the technical schools and emphasizes that. And so when we recruited, Casey became our number one choice. And so in order to stimulate more people like the district and companies, we wanted to give ROP their...
I really appreciate the ROP program. My mother actually was an instructor through her business, A1 Vacuum Center and Sewing Machines, years ago, yes. And she enjoyed it very much, and the students really, they came back and talked about how beneficial it was for them. So this is wonderful.
Rick or Mary, is there any comments you'd like to add?
No, thank you.
No, I just really appreciate your program as well. I think it's a huge contribution to communities that need extra help, and so thank you very much for having that much passion.
I appreciate it as well. I think if you look at the dollars you save communities versus the dollars it costs to train these young minds, it's the cost savings is enormous, and it's really a wonderful thing, and thank you for what you guys do over there. So with that, I have signed this form.
I've signed it.
Certificate.
So I'd like Casey to come up along with you and Jim.
We have a certificate of recognition to Santa Lucia Regional Occupational Program for providing an invaluable employment training resource to the Oceano Community Services District this 11th day of April, 2012. Thank you so much.
Camera? Your phone?
Wait, that was too quick.
Yay, Casey.
And that'll go on the website as well. Thanks again, Jim.
Just real quickly, Mr. Giesel.
Yes, please.
Mr. Guerrero, I brought some packets with information about our program. As Mr. Giesel said, we provide technical training to high school students, and we're actually a countywide program. So we have programs at Arroyo Grande High School, Nacomo High School, and UCMR. But we're a JPA. The ROP is a joint powers agreement with 7 school districts. So we have programs at every high school in the county, from Nacomo to Shandon to Cambria, and every high school in between. So this will give you a little background on what we do and what we offer. And as Mr. Giesel said, our budgets are getting squeezed like everybody's, but we're keeping our head above water. So we're moving forward, and fortunately we're able to turn out some really, really good students like Casey. So on behalf of Mr. Latchman, who's the baseball coach at Arroyo Grande High.
All right, so is there a motion?
Can we give AGP a moment to get the mics together?
Sure.
We got to do better because I'm getting complaints.
Yeah, well, I am too. Especially because people can't hear the microphone.
Okay.
Sound like okay. That's funny.
It could be interference from a radio frequency. That's also a possibility.
Okay.
If there's no board discussion, is there a motion to approve the warrants the minutes as presented?
Also move.
So I have a second.
A second.
All right. Take a voice vote then. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Minutes are approved by a vote of 4-0. Moving on to item number 8, cash disbursements. Is there any public comment, Manager?
No, there is none.
Okay.
So tonight I'm going to give you a packet for $32,180. It's all been published per the rules. And I'll pass these forward for your review and signature.
I reviewed them. I have no comment. Does anybody else have comment?
Yeah. I just want to tell you, I appreciate you breaking out some of the costs. Because legal has always been an expense that I don't think the district, everybody quite understands the importance. And when we start working on the annual budget this year, we start to break out the different projects and can't really go on. You know, it's kind of a guesstimate on how much to put in legal. And so I was glad to see that you had actually put down how much staff time and the cost for responding to some of the TACR complaints, and that the letters and responses that we make to them doesn't come cost-free to the public, that it's very, very costly. And so I want to thank you for breaking that out. And I think it's, I can't find it right now, but can you restate how much that was?
It's on page 2, down near the bottom. I have a motion to approve as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0.
I'd also like to point out to you that we are current within 15 days of every invoice that we've received, and we are staff is working really diligently to one, make sure that when the invoices come in that everything's tied properly, and all questionable invoices are responded to within 24 hours. So they're right on top of it.
Is there any board member comments for tonight? Item number 9. Why don't we start at the end of the table? Ms. Lucy?
I'd like to start the annual budget process. So can we start sliding that onto the agenda just to start looking at it? Because we do have to adopt an annual budget, and it's good to start, not feel the pressure of trying to hurry up and get it done in two meetings, or, you know, we have town hall meetings to hold. We just have a lot to do around the annual budget. So I'd like to see if we could start doing that a little early and not have to hastily pass a budget. And then also, too, is I know that we wanted to wait till June to review the sanitation district's contract. I'd also like to start reviewing that contract. We have several contracts that need to be reviewed, so I'm just going with dollar amounts. I think that it's only appropriate that that we do kind of assess where we are in this relationship and where we are, because it is going to change. There is some fines, and we're going to have to deal with it. And so the sooner we start talking, the better it's going to be for everybody.
Director Searcy?
No.
Director Hurdle?
Yes, I'd just like to remind everyone to get their surveys in regarding what we'd like to see done here in Oceano. This is a time to express our opinions, like things like 4th Street, you know, and getting that repaved, and maybe looking at the flooding there. And so get your surveys in so we can be ready for June.
Yeah, those are really, really important. And if you don't have a street light on your street or something, you could certainly print that down on the survey, you know. This
Station Commander, Jim Taylor. Good evening.
Good evening. I've got three items to report this evening. The first item, Sheriff Parkinson has directed our school resource officers to begin attending training in the Gang Resistance Education and Training Program. The South Station School Resource Officers will attend this training beginning this summer. The program is designed to give elementary and middle school students some life skills so that they can avoid delinquent behavior or acting out in violence when trying to solve problems. The program overall is also entered into a partnership with the Boys and Girls Clubs around the country. The intent behind the program is not only to introduce a curriculum within the elementary and middle school ages of teaching these life skills, but we're also looking towards establishing during the summers youth activity programs that feature a great component to try and, when the kids are out of school, to try and avoid, you know, having them get into trouble by having youth activity leagues and programs that are sponsored by the Sheriff's Office. So this is something that we're working towards, and our first step in it is going to be this summer when our three school resource officers attend the training. The second item was I wanted to let you know that our own Deputy Chad Guyton is going to be honored by Mothers Against Drunk Drivers and the California Office of Transportation Safety for leading the Sheriff's Office in arrests for drunk drivers in the last 12-month period. This is going to be an award ceremony tomorrow at the Embassy Suites at 11 a.m. in San Luis Obispo. And incidentally, this is the second year in a row that he's been honored by both organizations. So we're very proud of him and his dedication to his work.
And he's also from Oceano.
And he's also from Oceano, yeah, so. Local boy. And then the last item is I had reported previously about some arrests that we had made in late February and early March of some suspects for auto burglary and for thefts from unlocked vehicles. And it seems that we must have arrested the right people because we haven't had any auto burglaries or thefts from automobiles in the last 3 weeks. So I think we must have got the right people because we've seen a real reduction in the overall numbers.
That or they watch our meetings.
Which is good news. And they watch the meetings, they know to lock their cars. So that's all I had for this evening. And I entertain any questions you have.
Anyone? No. Thank you, Commander.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Moving on to item 10B, report of Five Cities Fire Authority.
The student committed suicide in his car. And then also we had 4 public service assists and 7 false alarm calls. That's all I have.
And a public service assist, what is that exactly?
That's anything from somebody just needing help up or help out of bed to do something or needing some smoke alarms checked or anything like that.
Okay. I don't have any questions for the fire chief. Does anybody else? Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Ricky. Have a good night. Moving on to item number 11A, administrative items.
One second. We have a public comment on Giselle Naylor.
I apologize, Ms. Naylor.
I didn't know when would be a good time to bring this up, but I thought since the sheriff was giving his presentation, during elections, there's going to be people going door to door, and there's going to be people trying to get Oceano residents to register to vote because less than half of Oceano residents are registered to vote. And also, you know, collecting signatures and maybe selling buttons. And it would be nice not to have people feel intimidated by police if they put one card table out on a right-of-way that has the required amount of space for pedestrian passage. So what I would suggest and ask the board to maybe come up with something where the sheriffs could just write down, I know that there's laws that clearly state this, but it would be nice to write down what they need to have a minimum interference by authorities. And I've had the experience of being at the Oceano Halcyon Advisory Committee meeting and here and being threatened with being, you know, put on a watch list with the FBI for making public comments in public session. And I certainly wouldn't want that to be going on in the streets during an election time. So, you know, the sheriffs can probably write up a one-page document of, you know, requirements that they have in order to be, that people can satisfy in order to keep everybody happy and unbothered.
And again, and the engine companies have already been out doing inspections. Those have been completed yesterday. They were gone through during the period of April 3rd to the 10th, and we've got the mailers ready to go out. Once the mailers go out, the property owners will have 30 days to clear their vegetation, and then afterwards we have a public hearing scheduled. And once the public hearing is scheduled, then we will be sending out the contractor to do the clearing of the lots that are still in violation, and then there'll be another public hearing for protest of any charges.
I don't have any questions other than, have you guys put out for bids for the contractors yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
That's coming up pretty quick.
It'll be after the next fire authority meeting, probably?
Most likely, yes.
Okay. This is the same, you know, I've read through it, it's the same resolution we've had year after year. It looks like this is something that we've done.
Correct.
Is there any questions on this from the board for Chief Heath?
This is the same way we do it every year, because
when I read it, it kind of looked like we were piecemealing out certain properties that are notorious for not being kept up, and so they're going. Nobody's being pulled out, and because just the way it says declaring certain properties.
Oh.
No, to be seasonal and reoccurring public nuisance and providing for weed abatement.
Yes, ma'am.
That's different than what we've done in the past years.
What I think happened this year is they just took last year's list and started off that list, but they also looked at the entire area and if there was any other lots or properties that were in violation, they would add to that list.
Well, let me go back to I just need some clarification here.
Okay.
If everybody's being treated equally, right, great, we're good to go. But if we have some repeat offenders that are going, say, on a list that's they're flagged or something, I'm not comfortable with that.
No, ma'am.
You know, I think it's a slippery slope, and I think it's guilt before, you know,
right,
before doing anything wrong, and I just want to make sure that we're doing it the same as we always do it.
It is.
Everybody is treated exactly the same.
Yes, ma'am.
Whether they have weeds every year or not, right?
Yes, we are checking all the lots.
Okay, equally.
Yes. Equally.
We're not just saying we know.
Sure, the board that they treat everybody equal. They drove through our place Saturday, and I was driving by, and they flagged me down to remind me that Halcyon is crawling with weeds right now. And I have one little question, because this late rain is going to put a real damper on. We try to get everything mowed by May, but I'm sure the weeds will be back up in June. So if there should be some consideration, if it keeps on raining, about the lateness of the season. But we'll get the 10,000 acres of grass mowed in Halcyon. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
Well, we have this great program that we're promoting right now.
The ROP.
ROP.
Yeah.
With mowers.
And Chief Heath, actually, that is a good question. What happens when you have a late rain? A lot of the weeds do regenerate.
I think at that point, Chief Arenas will reevaluate the situation and determine whether it's something that, you know, it's just out of the property owner's control. I mean, if the weather maintains wet and green grass, then it's really not a fire hazard. So it just depends.
Okay. Okay. All right, great. Thank you. Is there any other public comment?
None at this time.
All right. I'll entertain a motion.
I move that we accept Resolution 2012-01 to declare vegetation and seasonal weed abatement notices to go out to all Oceana residents, informing them that they're responsible for the weeds around their properties.
I'll second.
Okay. Do we need a roll call on this? Or is this
I would do
one. Let's do a roll call vote then, Carolyn.
Okay. Vice President Lucy?
Yes.
Director Searcy?
Yes.
Director Hurdle?
Yes.
President Guerrero?
Yes. Motion carries 4-0. I think we've deleted items, or not deleted, we're continuing items, tabled items 11B, 11C, items, utility items 12 were being tabled. And for the record, the reason is we don't have a quorum. We're not going to have a quorum on that issue. Director Searcy and myself both have perceived conflicts with it. And so with Director Angelo here, we're not able to hear those particular issues. Without Director Angelo here, we're not at a meeting.
Yes.
So we didn't actually have a sewer and water committee meeting because of that reason, and we waited till today to announce it. So that's what happened. So those items will be heard on the 25th. Item number 13, closed session. There's no there's no closed session matters this evening. Item number 14, is there any public comment?
Giselle Naylor.
Ms. Naylor?
I had a comment related to actually the first comment that I made, giving you the questions to be placed on the ballot for a board resolution and approval or modification, but there's a deadline. The county recorder expects to hear from somebody by the end of April in order to continue on with the procedures once the board approves the format of the questions, I think. So you can get with your county council if you have any questions on the procedures.
Thank you, Ms. Naylor. Is there any other public comment, Manager Giesel?
None at this time.
All right. Moving on to item number 15, board member discussion.
I have none.
Okay, hearing none.
I have just one issue that maybe the public would like to know and be aware of. And if we could just, there was a particular cost of legal fees to the district included for the all of the I want to call it the dog and pony show from constituents outside our district. And where is that legal fee at? I seen it here.
Page two near the bottom, Rick.
Yeah, and so I'd just like to inform the public that the district incurred a cost of around $1,233 in legal fees for issues that we've seen on TV for the last month or so.
Director Lucy?
No, I don't have any comments okay. this time.
And I don't have any comments at this time. Number 16, board member items for the next board meeting agenda. Does anybody have any items they'd like to place other than those we've tabled this evening?
Can I review the two that Director Lucy already
yes.
said? So
we're going to build the budget.
Okay, that's fine.
You know, just looking at how we're going to craft it, not, you know, line item by line item. You know, I don't think we're ready yet to start, you know, everybody start marking their departments and things like that. If we can just agree, like, architecturally, how are we going to build this budget with what we have and cover everything?
Okay, not a problem.
And I think and then we can just take it from there and, you know, work on it together. You know, and I think it will, mm-hmm. I think it'll be a better product. Mm-hmm.
The public needs to know, too, that the budget that we put in for this past fiscal year was a very streamlined and didn't contain a lot of dialogue because we just needed, you know, it was determined at one point in time by a lot of hearsay that the district was insolvent, and staff has clearly proven that that's not the case. And we are working daily to that budget, and we do have some overages, but we also have some significant underages. And then the other special thing about it is that we've been able to improve on revenue from where we were before, plus take advantage of good fiscal practice, not only catch up on the $400,000 of stuff that we're past due, but to get us to a point where we're within 15 days on everything that we receive. The payback is now that everybody's thinking budget, and we just got done completing some evaluations. And we didn't demand it. Employees suggested, hey, I think we could save money here. I want to do an end-of-life cycle program on this, and I want to go out and do this. And this came from everybody. So everybody's mm-hmm. already has that mentality, and it's been a real breath of fresh air because when we went through the insurance comparisons, they already had in their own mind what we were spending as a district and how we could make it better. And now it's going off into other areas of the company, so to speak. And I think you as a board should be extremely pleased that you have a core of employees that are already thinking along those lines without being pushed or saying we're going to slash this or slash that, because that's the intention, not to slash anything.
Yeah, and people don't do their best work when they're fear-driven.
Right.
You know,
right.
So the more informed you are, the better quality. So that's great. You know, I just was what I was thinking.
We're going to have to start talking as our audits are coming together and all this information is coming together. We're going to have to start talking about evaluating our infrastructure, our water supply lines and our sewer lines that go to the sewer plant.
and figuring out what needs service. A lot of these items do need service.
Right.
Manager Gieselin and I have been talking about this amongst ourselves, but it needs to be an open community discussion because we got to figure out what needs to be repaired and how much it's going to cost and how do we pay for it. Those are the big issues.
That's why I think that survey input would be very good, because the way I see it, if we get the community input on what they feel are the priorities and the county basically supporting those, that's how we can move forward with our strategic plan to update and keep the maintenance of our infrastructures. I think this is a very valuable time for the community and the input so we can get several things done right at one time.
Interest rates are low and it's a good time to hire contractors.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
I agree. It's on the work plans.
It is on the work plans, and it's not a surprise,
we'll
manager.
We'll make it a regular agenda item so that everybody can participate.
We've been talking about it. Written communications. Are there any written communications, Manager Gieselin?
Yeah, I received a cure and demand letter today via email, which will incur more legal expenses, but I received it after the agenda was published, and so therefore it'll be on the next agenda for a closed session item.
And that's from Ms. Tacker again.
Yes, and then I also received a positive email today from one of the constituents saying, keep doing what you're doing, don't let the... and then I also received a letter with a gentleman that was registered a complaint, and so I love those kind of letters because they're the first ones I call on, and I talked with him, and he had completely misunderstood something, and once we hashed it out, he said, one, I'm totally surprised you called, and two, now I understand, and so you can disregard the letter. So.
All right. Great.
That was positive feedback.
With that, we're at the end of our agenda items. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Sorry, Molly, go ahead. In looking at this resolution on the weed abatement, I think it needs to be modified. Instead of just saying numerous lots, it has to be the lots have to be specified. And if they can't, if it is the entire district, it could probably be worded such to include everything, not sufficient. So it needs to be,
identified specifically.
Clarified. If we have a list, it would
specifically
identified
yes.
lots
yes,
or something
would be better.
Yes.
If it is absolutely the entire district, you could define it by boundaries and parameters and APN numbers such and such through such and such, but whatever lots will be affected need to be able to be identified in this resolution.
Well,
so you can either
all the lots within Oceano are potentially are affected is the way I read it.
That's kind of how I understand it, so it
right.
needs to be
okay, so we read it the same way.
Okay, so we can either say
we can put an addendum on the
APN numbers
slide.
Yeah. So
the problem is, how do we do that? I think this is going to come up at the next fire authority meeting, which would be the 20th.
Well, if
of
you can amend this resolution, you can do it by hand. Resolution doesn't have to
sure.
be totally typed.
But we don't have any APN numbers. Do we? Pardon?
Speaking to the mic.
They're books, and it's like, I think it's book 92, 061, 062, and there's only three books that cover Oceano.
And Halcyon,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so it would, okay. And I can get those numbers from last year that could be put in here.
Okay, so you could say that there exist on numerous lots or on the lots and parcels of real property within the Oceano Community Service District, as identified in
book
or attachment.
We do have a fire captain here.
To the resolution.
Do you have a recommendation, sir?
Yeah.
Can you step to the microphone? So that, thank you.
Anyway, I'm Steve Whitney, one of the captains here, and we did our APN numbers. That list I gave you today, that is all the APN numbers that we referred to for weed abatement. So the other list was for last year, and we use those as comparisons to see what's going on. So all of the APN numbers that are affected, Sherry has.
Oh, okay.
So let's just put as
so
in the list attached
as
attachment A.
Attachment A?
Yeah, there's
okay.
some blanks where we couldn't identify the owner as far as an address, but we just identified the lot number with an APN.
That's fine, oh, as long as that's on there. So
thank
if you
Captain
modify
Whitney.
It in that way, then, it, right. then it's a good resolution.
So do we need to move to rescind our adoption of it and then reapprove it?
Sorry, I had to look up the code or I would have gotten to it sooner.
Okay.
So would I withdraw my motion?
Yeah, this is
I'd like to withdraw my motion on resolution 2012-01 regarding declaration of vegetation and weed abatement in public areas in the Oceano and Halcyon area. I'd like to withdraw that motion.
And that'd be a motion to rescind that?
I'll withdraw my second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Now, does somebody have a new motion to approve the resolution number 2012-01?
I can redo it.
Yeah, if you could okay. state that with.
I'd like to move that we accept resolution 2012-01.
I would put the modification.
Dash A, or B, because I don't want to get confused with the first motion that was withdrawn.
Okay, one A, it's fine.
That's fine.
Okay. That the board.
The language is
lost. Declaring vegetation in the Oceano Halcyon area is reoccurring public nuisance, and that weed abatement begin through the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
How does that sound?
Through the Five Cities Fire Authority.
Through the Five Cities Fire Authority for the Oceano Halcyon area.
But I don't understand the resolution.
Okay, let me restate it.
Okay.
Now, why don't you state it?
Do you want to?
I just can't think of my brain. Really
Lucy's had a long. Mary Lucy's
President
had a long.
President Greer, do you want a proposed modification?
Sure.
Yeah, the only difference is it has an attachment of APN numbers. That's the only difference in the verbiage.
So I think the motion, I'm going to make a motion that the resolution of the Board of Directors of the Oceanic Community Service District declaring vegetation on certain properties to be seasonal and recurring public nuisance and providing for weed abatement as identified in attachment 1, which will be attached here 2, and those will identify the parcel numbers that Carol Ann already has. All right. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. Can we get a roll call vote, Carol Ann?
President Guerrero?
Yes.
Director Searcy?
Yes.
Vice President Lucy?
Yes.
Director Hurdle?
Yes.
A motion passes 4-0. Is there anything else we need to revisit, Molly?
That's the only one I can.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Let's move.